Come on in, Woo. How dare you? This sentence expresses strong disapproval and is a direct challenge. Let's break it down. Comma means how in this context. It functions as an interrogative adverb, introducing a question. Onez-vous is the verb. Onez. Conjugated in the second person plural, vous. This form is used to address multiple people formally, but it can also be used informally to address one person. Osez means to dare. The vous ending on the verb is a key indicator of the formal or informal plural address. Vous is the pronoun you and is implied in the verb conjugation. Because the verb osez-vous contains the second person plural pronoun, it is unnecessary to include the separate word vous. The exclamation point emphasizes the speaker's strong emotion and the confrontational nature of the phrase. Comme c'est excitant. How exciting. This is an exclamation, conveying excitement. Let's break it down. Comme. This means how or as. It's used here to emphasize the adjective that follows. C'est. This is a contraction of C, it, and EST, is. Excitant. This means exciting. It's an adjective describing the thing that is causing the excitement. The phrase literally means how it is exciting. The direct translation isn't quite how we say it in English. We shorten it to how exciting. Que c'est excitant. How exciting. This is an exclamation expressing excitement. Que is an exclamatory pronoun, meaning how or what. It emphasizes the adjective following it. Se is a contraction of se. This and is excitant is an adjective meaning exciting. The sentence structure is simple, and the meaning is straightforward. Quelle horreur. What a horror. This sentence expresses strong disapproval or disgust. Quelle means what in this context, and is used to emphasize the following noun. Horreur is the noun meaning horror. The exclamation mark emphasizes the strong feeling behind the statement. C'est pitoyable. That's pitiful. This is a simple exclamation expressing pity or disgust. Breakdown. C'est is a contraction of ce. This plus is. This acts as the subject of the sentence, referring to the situation being discussed. Pitoyable is an adjective meaning pitiful or pathetic. It describes the situation being referred to. This exclamation mark emphasizes the speaker's strong feeling of pity or disgust. Key concept. The sentence uses a simple subject-verb adjective structure. Common in French, the adjective pitoyable is a key element, conveying the speaker's negative opinion. Avance. This means move forward. The word avance is a verb in the imperative mood, meaning it's a command. The imperative mood is used to give orders or make requests. The imperative mood of avancer. To advance is avance. C'est pathétique. That's pathetic. Breakdown. C'est. This is a contraction of ce. This and is pathetic. This is an adjective meaning pathetic. Key concepts. Contraction. The use of c'est demonstrates a common French contraction, combining two words into one for brevity and fluency. Adjective placement. French adjectives typically follow the noun they modify. Comment ça se passe à l'école? How is it going at school? The sentence uses the phrase comment ça se passe, which is a very common way to ask how are things or how is it going. It is a very informal way to ask and would be appropriate in a friendly conversation with someone you know. À l'école is a prepositional phrase that means at school. It is made up of the preposition à, which means at, and the noun l'école, which means school. Serrez-moi fort. Hold me tight. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request. Serrez is the imperative form of the verb serrer, which means to hold or to squeeze. Moi means me, and fort means tight. The entire phrase literally translates to hold me tight. Serre-moi fort. Hold me tight. The phrase serre-moi fort is an imperative sentence in the du form, meaning it is a command directed at the listener. Serre is the imperative form of the verb serrer, meaning to hold or to squeeze. Moi is the object pronoun meaning me. Fort is an adverb meaning tightly. The phrase literally translates to hold me tightly. Serre-moi bien fort. Hold me tightly. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. Serre is the imperative form of the verb serrer, meaning to hold or to squeeze. It is conjugated in the second person singular form, meaning it is directed at you. Moi is the pronoun me. Bien is an adverb meaning well or tightly. Fort is an adjective meaning strong or tight. It is used here as an adverb to modify bien. Therefore, the full meaning of the sentence is hold me tightly. Serrez-moi bien fort. Hold me tightly. The sentence is a command in the imperative mood. Serrez is the imperative form of the verb serrer, which means to hold tightly. It is conjugated in the second person plural, which is used in the imperative for addressing one person. Moi is the direct object pronoun meaning me. It is placed before the verb because it is a direct object pronoun. Bien fort is an adverbial phrase meaning tightly. It modifies the verb serrer. Avancer. Move forward. This is a simple imperative command in French. Avancer is the verb to advance, conjugated in the second person plural of the imperative mood. It is telling a group of people to move forward. J'admire Tom. I admire Tom. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the je form of the verb admirer, which means to admire. J is a contraction of je, and admire is the present tense form of the verb. Storm is the direct object of the verb. The sentence structure is subject plus verb plus object. Je t'admire. I admire you. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. It uses the subject pronoun. Je, I, and the direct object pronoun. De, you, in the informal singular form, indicating a close or familiar relationship. The verb admire. To admire is conjugated in the present tense, first person singular, agreeing with the subject pronoun. Je. Breakdown. Je. I. Te. You, informal singular. Admire. Admire. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement informal pronoun usage. Je vous admire. I admire you. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the formal, vous, form, which is a polite way to address someone. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Vous is the object pronoun, you. Admire is the verb, to admire, in the present tense. The sentence structure is simple. Subject plus verb plus object. J'ai failli gagner. I almost won. This sentence uses the verb faillir, which means to almost or to nearly. It is used with the infinitive of another verb, in this case, gagner, which means to win. The sentence is in the past tense. J'ai is the first person singular conjugation of the auxiliary verb avoir, which is used to form compound tenses in French. It is followed by the past participle of the main verb faillir. This sentence can be translated literally as, I have almost won, but in English, the phrase, almost won, is more natural. Je gagne toujours. I always win. Breakdown. G. Je is the subject pronoun meaning I. Gagne. Gagne is the third person singular present tense form of the verb gagner. Gagner, which means to win. Here, it is conjugated in the present tense to indicate an action that happens regularly. Toujours. Toujours is an adverb meaning always, indicating the frequency of winning. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb gagne. Gagne agrees in number and person with the subject, g. Je. Present tense. The present tense is used to describe habitual actions. Adverb of frequency. The adverb, toujours. Toujours modifies the verb gagne. Gagne to indicate how often the action occurs. J'ai honte. I am ashamed. The sentence uses the verb avoir to have, conjugated in the present tense, with the first person singular pronoun je, I, and the past participle honte. Shame. The structure avoir plus past participle forms the present perfect tense in French. Here, it expresses a state of being ashamed, rather than an action of feeling shame. Je suis à la maison. I am at home. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Suis. This is the present tense form of the verb, être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the subject, g. Ah. This is the preposition, at, or, in, indicating location. La. This is the definite article, the, feminine singular form. Maison. This is the noun, house, feminine singular form. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, to is conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the subject, he. Prepositions of location. A. Is used to indicate location. Definite articles. La. Is used to specify the noun, house. Je suis confus. I am confused. This sentence is simple in structure, using the present tense of the verb. Être. To be, and the adjective. Confus. Confused. Je. Is the subject pronoun for I, and suis. Is the first person singular form of the verb. Être. In the present tense. The sentence demonstrates the basic subject-verb-adjective structure common in French. Je suis confus. I am confused. This sentence uses the je form of the verb être to be, which is used for the first person singular. Suis is the present tense conjugation of être for the first person singular. Confuse is the feminine adjective, confused. Je suis curieux. I am curious. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb être to be, conjugated in the first person singular. Curieux is an adjective meaning curious, and it agrees in gender and number with the subject. Je. I. Continue à rouler. Keep on driving. This sentence is a command in the imperative form, meaning it is telling someone to do something. It is addressed to someone in the informal, to, form, so it would be used to someone you know well. Here's a breakdown of the sentence. Continue. Continue. Colon, this is the verb in the imperative form. It means, to continue. Ah. Ah. Colon, this is a preposition meaning, to, or, at. It is used here to indicate the object of the verb, continue. Ruler. Rouler. Colon, this is the infinitive verb, to roll, but is being used here as a noun meaning, driving. This sentence can be understood literally as, continue to roll, but in the context of driving, it means, keep on driving. Poursuivez. Continue. This sentence uses the imperative verb form of the verb. Poursuivre. Which means, to continue, or, to pursue. The imperative form is used to give a command, or instruction. In this case, it's a simple command to continue. Je suis tellement malade. I am so sick. The sentence structure is very simple. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Suis is the first person singular form of the verb être to be, in the present tense. Tellement is an adverb meaning so or very. Malade is an adjective meaning sick. This sentence illustrates the basic subject-verb-adjective structure of French sentences. Je suis si malade. I am so sick. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb être to be, conjugated in the first person singular. Je means I. Suis is the present tense conjugation of être in the first person singular. The word malade means sick. Si means so. C moi qui suis tellement malade. It is I, who am so sick. Breakdown. Sir. This is a contraction of sir. This, and is moi. This is the object pronoun for me, but in this case, it acts as the subject of the sentence. It emphasizes that the speaker is the one who is sick. Qui. This is a relative pronoun meaning who or that. It connects the subject, I, to the following verb, am. Sui. This is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb, être, to be. Tellement. This adverb means, so, or, very. It intensifies the adjective, malade. Malade. This adjective means, sick. C'est moi qui suis si malade. It is I, who am so sick. Breakdown. C'est. C'est. This is the contraction of, si. Ce. This, and, est. Is. This is the beginning of a sentence that emphasizes the subject, in this case, the speaker. Moi. Moi. This is the object pronoun meaning, me. In this sentence, it is used as the subject, because it is emphasized by the inversion. Qui. Qui. This is a relative pronoun that means, who, or, that. It connects the first part of the sentence with the second part, which is the verb, suis. Sui. Suis. Sui. This is the first person singular form of the verb, être. Être. To be, conjugated in the present tense. Si. Si. This means, so, and emphasizes the adjective, malade. 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 This is an adjective meaning, sick. Key concepts. Inversion. This sentence uses inversion, which means the verb comes before the subject. This is a common way to emphasize the subject in French. Relative pronoun. The relative pronoun, qui. Qui. Connects the two parts of the sentence, and introduces a relative clause. Emphatic pronoun. Moi. Moi. Acts as an emphatic pronoun, emphasizing the speaker as the subject of the sentence. Je suis en train de travailler. I am working. This sentence uses the present continuous tense, which is formed with the verb être. To be, in the present tense followed by the present participle of the main verb. In this case, the present participle of travailler. To work, is travaillant. The phrase en train de is often used with the present participle to emphasize the ongoing nature of the action. So, the sentence can be literally translated as, I am in the process of working, but it is more natural to say, I am working, in English. J'ai présenté mes excuses. I apologized. Breakdown. J'ai. A. Is the contracted form of je. I plus a. Have. In this context, a is used as an auxiliary verb for the past participle. Présenté. To form the passé composé, past tense. Présenté. Is the past participle of the verb. Présenté. To present. Mais. Is the plural possessive adjective meaning, my. Excuse. Are the plural noun meaning, apologies. The sentence literally means, I have presented my apologies. However, in English, we simply say, I apologized. J'ai mangé des pommes. I ate apples. This sentence is in the passé composé. Tense, which is the most common past tense in French. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. J is the contracted form of je, I, and a. Have. Manger is the past participle of the verb manger. To eat. De is the plural form of the definite article de of, used before plural nouns. Pomme is the plural form of the noun pomme, apple. Therefore, the sentence literally translates to, I have eaten of the apples, but it is more naturally translated as, I ate apples. J'ai mangé du caviar. I ate caviar. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have happened in the past. J is the contracted form of je, I, and a. Have, which is the auxiliary verb for the passé composé tense. Manger is the past participle of the verb manger. To eat. Bu is a partitive article, which is used before a noun when referring to an indefinite quantity of something. Caviar is the noun for caviar. So, the sentence literally translates to, I have eaten of caviar. But in English, we use the simple past tense for this situation, so we say, I ate caviar. J'y crois. I believe it. Breakdown. J is a contraction of je, I, and e. There. Croire is the first person singular present tense of the verb croire. To believe. The e here refers to something that has already been established in the conversation or context. Je le crois. I believe it. Breakdown. Je. This is the pronoun, I, in the subject form. It's used when the pronoun is performing the action of the verb. Le. This is the direct object pronoun, it. Direct object pronouns replace nouns that receive the action of the verb directly. Here, it refers to something previously mentioned or understood. This is the verb, to believe, conjugated in the present tense, first person singular, I believe. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb must agree with the subject. Je. Both are in the first person singular. Direct object pronoun. Le replaces a noun, and is placed before the verb in this sentence. Continuez à rouler. Keep on rolling. The sentence is a command, in the vous form, meaning you, plural, or formal singular. Continuez is the imperative form of the verb. Continuez. To continue. À rouler is an infinitive phrase acting as an object of the verb. À is the preposition, to, in this context. Rouler is the infinitive verb, to roll. This sentence is an imperative, which means it's a command, similar to, keep going. J'ai cassé ça. I broke it. Breakdown. J'ai. J'ai is the contraction of je, I, and a. Have. It is the present tense of the verb avoir. to have, conjugated in the first person singular. It is used here to form the present perfect tense, which indicates an action completed in the past. Kase. Kase. Is the past participle of the verb. Kase. To break. Past participles are used in the present perfect tense, together with the auxiliary verb. Avoir. Sa. Sa. Is a pronoun that can mean that or it. In this sentence, it refers to an object that was broken. Key concepts. Present perfect tense. This tense is used to talk about actions that have already been completed, with a focus on the result of the action in the present. Past participle. Past participles are used to form the present perfect tense, and they agree in gender and number with the object of the verb. Pronoun. Sa. Is a pronoun that can replace nouns to avoid repetition. J'ai passé un coup de fil à Tom. I called Tom. This sentence uses the passé composé, a common verb tense in French, which translates to the English past tense. J'ai is the contracted form of j'ai, meaning I have. This is the first part of the passé composé, and is followed by the past participle of the verb. Passé means past, and composé means composed. Passé means past, and composé means composed. Un coup de fil is a common expression meaning a phone call. A means to. You can break down the sentence further as I have passed a call to Tom. However, in English, the past participle, past, is not used in this context. Je l'ai appelé. I called him / her. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Elle is the direct object pronoun, him / her. This is a contraction of le, the masculine singular definite article, and lui, the masculine singular personal pronoun, or la, the feminine singular definite article, and lui, the masculine singular personal pronoun. Elle is used when the object is a masculine singular noun, or a feminine singular noun that begins with a vowel. A is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb. Avoir. To have. This conjugation is used with the past participle of most verbs in the passé composé. Appeler is the past participle of the verb. Appeler. To call. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. A. Agrees in number and person with the subject. Je. I. Direct object pronoun. The pronoun. Elle. Replaces the noun that is the direct object of the verb. Appeler. Passé composé. This tense is formed using the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. Je vous ai appelé. I called you. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is the most common past tense in French. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, conjugated in the appropriate form, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb avoir is conjugated in the first person plural. A. I have, and the past participle of the verb appeler. To call, is appeler. The pronoun vous, you, is the formal plural form, which is appropriate for addressing a group of people, or an individual you don't know well. The verb appeler is a regular verb, meaning that its conjugation follows the standard pattern for its ending. Je vous ai appelé. I called you. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is the most common past tense in French. It is formed using the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, conjugated in the appropriate form followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb avoir is conjugated in the first person singular j'ai, but it is elided here to j'ai because it is followed by a vowel sound. The past participle of the verb appeler is appeler, which is the feminine plural form, because the direct object vous is feminine plural. Je vous ai appelé. I called you. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Vous. This is the object pronoun, you, formal. It's used because the sentence is formal and addressing someone with respect. A. This is the past participle of the verb avoir, to have. In this context, it's conjugated in the past tense with the subject j'ai. Appeler. This is the past participle of the verb appeler, to call. It's used as part of the past tense construction with avoir. Key concepts. Past tense construction with avoir. The verb avoir, to have, is used in the past tense construction with many verbs in French. The structure is avoir plus past participle of the main verb. Formal address. The use of the formal pronoun vous indicates a polite and respectful tone. Je vous ai appelé. I called you. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Vous. This is the object pronoun, you, used in a formal context. A. This is the past participle of the verb, avoir, to have, conjugated in the passé composé tense. Appeler. This is the past participle of the verb, appeler, to call. Key concepts. Past composé. This is a common French verb tense used to express actions that have been completed in the past. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, or être, to be, plus the past participle of the main verb. Formal, you. In French, there are two ways to say you. Tu is used informally with friends and family, while vous is used formally with strangers, people in authority, or in more formal situations. Je t'ai appelé. I called you. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, in the first person singular. T'ai. This is the contracted form of de, you, and the object pronoun le, him slash her slash it. It's used for informal situations. A. This is the past participle of the verb appeler, to call. It's used in the passé composé tense, which is a common way to talk about past events in French. Appeler. This is the past participle of appeler, to call. Key concepts. Past tense. The sentence uses the passé composé tense to describe an action that happened in the past. Object pronoun. The object pronoun t'ai is used to indicate the person being called. Contractions. The contracted form t'ai is common in informal French. Je t'ai appelé. I called you. The sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. Je is the subject pronoun for I. T'ai is the object pronoun for you. E is the conjugation of the auxiliary verb avoir in the passé composé tense for the subject I. Appelé is the past participle of the verb appelé. The sentence structure follows the standard pattern for the passé composé tense. Subject plus auxiliary verb plus past participle. The passé composé is a very common tense in French, and is used in a variety of contexts. Je suis venu seul. I came alone. The sentence, j'y suis venu seul, is a simple sentence in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe an action that happened in the past, and is now finished. Here's a breakdown. Je colon this is the subject pronoun, I suis colon this is the present tense of the verb, être to be, used in conjunction with the past participle, venu, to form the passé composé. Venu colon this is the past participle of the verb, venir, to come. It agrees in gender and number with the subject pronoun, j, I, so it remains in the masculine singular form. Seul colon this is an adjective meaning, alone. It modifies the subject pronoun, j, and tells us that the person came without anyone else. Trouve Tom. Find Tom. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. The subject pronoun, to, you, is understood, but not explicitly stated. The verb, trouve, is the imperative form of the verb, trouver, to find. Tom is the direct object of the verb, trouve. Je suis venu seul. I came alone. This sentence uses the past participle. Venu of the verb. Venir. To come, in the feminine singular form to agree with the subject. Je. I. The adverb. Seul. Alone, modifies the subject. J'ai tout avoué. I confessed everything. Breakdown. J is the contracted form of je, I, and a have. It's used before a vowel. A is the present tense of the verb avoir, to have. Tu means everything, and is a direct object pronoun. Avoué is the past participle of the verb avoué, to confess. This sentence is in the past tense. The verb avoué is conjugated in the past participle because it is preceded by the auxiliary verb avoir. The past participle is used to indicate that the action of confessing is completed. Je peux changer. I can change. This sentence is a simple statement in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun meaning, I. Peux is the first person singular form of the verb pouvoir, which means, to be able to, or, can. This verb is irregular. In the present tense, the conjugation is je peux. Tu peux. Il est ou peut. Nous pouvons. Vous pouvez. Ils elles peuvent changer is the infinitive form of the verb meaning to change. The sentence structure is subject-verb infinitive. Je peux le réparer. I can fix it. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb pouvoir, which means to be able to or can. The subject of the sentence is je, which means I. The verb pouvoir is conjugated in the present tense to match the subject pronoun je. Hence we use the form peut. Le is the direct object pronoun, which means it, and refers to something that was previously mentioned. Finally, the infinitive form of the verb to fix is réparer. Je peux la réparer. I can repair it. This sentence is in the present tense and is a simple statement of ability. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Peux is the first person singular form of the verb pouvoir, which means to be able to or can. This is the key verb here as it shows the ability to do something. La is the direct object pronoun meaning it, feminine. Réparer is the infinitive verb meaning to repair. In this sentence, the subject je is performing the action of repairing. The verb peut shows ability, and the object la is the thing being repaired. Je peux me débrouiller. I can manage. The sentence uses the pouvoir verb, which means to be able to, in English. It is conjugated in the first person singular, present tense. Je peux. The phrase me débrouiller is a reflexive verb meaning to manage or to get by. The reflexive pronoun me is used because the action of managing is being performed by the speaker. The sentence structure is simple, subject verb object, with je as the subject, peut as the verb, and me débrouiller as the object. Je ne sais pas cuisiner. I do not know how to cook. This sentence uses the negative construction in French, which involves the word ne before the verb and pas after the verb. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Ne is the negative marker. C'est is the verb to know in the present tense, conjugated for I. Pas is the negation particle. Cuisiner is the verb to cook in the infinitive form. This sentence translates to I do not know how to cook. Je ne sais pas dessiner. I don't know how to draw. Breakdown. Je this is the subject pronoun, I. Ne this is the negation particle, meaning not. C'est this is the present tense, first person singular conjugation of the verb savoir, meaning to know. Pas this is the negation particle, meaning not. It is used in conjunction with ne. Dessiner. This is the infinitive verb, to draw. Key concepts. Negation. The French language uses a two-part negation with ne before the verb and pas after the verb. Verb conjugation. The verb savoir is conjugated in the present tense to match the subject pronoun je. Je n'y peux rien. I can't do anything about it. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. N is the negation, not. E is a pronoun referring to a previously mentioned place or situation. P is the verb, to be able to, conjugated in the present tense, first person singular. Rien is the noun, nothing. This sentence uses the negative construction with the negation. Ne, placed before the verb and the pronoun. Pa, placed after the verb. It is a common way to express inability or lack of control. Je ne peux pas bouger. I can't move. This sentence is a simple negation in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Ne is the negative particle, meaning, not. Pe is the present tense conjugation of the verb, pouvoir, to be able to. Pa is a negative adverb that strengthens the negation. Bouger is the infinitive verb, to move. The sentence structure follows the typical French subject-verb-object order. Trouver Tom. Find Tom. The sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command. Trouver. Trouver is the imperative form of the verb. Trouver. To find, conjugated in the second person plural, you all, or you. Tom. Tom is the proper noun for the person being sought. Je suis incapable de chanter. I am incapable of singing. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Suis. This is the present tense form of the verb, être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular. Incapable. This is an adjective meaning, incapable. It modifies the pronoun, je. De. This is the preposition, of, which introduces the infinitive phrase, chanter. Chanter. This is the infinitive verb, to sing. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, su is conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the subject, je. Infinitive phrases. The phrase, de chanter, functions as a prepositional phrase, with, de, acting as the preposition, and, chanter, as the object of the preposition. Adjectives. The adjective. Incapable. Modifies the subject, je. Je ne sais pas chanter. I don't know how to sing. This sentence uses the negation, ni, pas. Ne, pas. Which means, not. The verb, savoir. Savoir. Is conjugated in the present tense, first person singular, and the infinitive, chanter. Chanter. Is used after the verb. Je ne peux pas rester. I cannot stay. This sentence uses the ne negative construction, which is common in French. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Ne is the negative particle, which is used in combination with pas to create the negative. Pe is the present tense conjugation of the verb. Pouvoir, to be able to. Pas is the negative adverb, which is used in conjunction with ne, to negate the verb. Rester is the infinitive verb, to stay. Je ne peux pas m'arrêter. I cannot stop. This sentence uses the negative construction with ni and pass, which is essential in French grammar. Breakdown. G. Je. Is the subject pronoun for I. Ni. Ne. Is the negative particle, always used with pass. Pu. Per. Is the first person singular conjugation of the verb pouvoir, to be able to pass. Pa. Is the negative adverb. M'arrêter. M'arrêter. Is the infinitive verb, arrêter, to stop, conjugated in the infinitive form. It is reflexive, meaning the action is performed on oneself. The M is the reflexive pronoun, me, indicating that the action is done to oneself. Je ne parviens pas à m'arrêter. I can't stop myself. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Ne. This is the negation, not. Parviens. This is the third person singular form of the verb. Parvenir. Meaning, to succeed in doing something, to manage. It is in the present tense. Pa. This is the negative particle, not. A. This is the preposition, to. M. This is the contracted form of. Me. Me. Arrêter. This is the infinitive form of the verb. Arrêter. Meaning, to stop. Key concepts. Negation. The sentence uses a double negation. Ne. Pas. For emphasis. Reflexive pronoun. The reflexive pronoun. Me. Is used to indicate that the action of stopping is being done to oneself. Infinitive. The infinitive. Arrêter. Is used after the preposition. A. Je ne sais pas surfer. I don't know how to surf. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, in the first person singular. Ne. This is the negation particle, not. It is used in conjunction with. Pa. To form the negative. Se. This is the present tense of the verb, savoir, to know, conjugated in the first person singular. Pa. This is the negation particle that completes the negative construction. It translates to, not. Surfer. This is the infinitive verb, to surf. The sentence is in the negative form, meaning that the speaker does not know how to surf. The use of ne and pa together forms a common French negative construction. Je ne sais pas nager. I don't know how to swim. This sentence is in the negative form, using the ne pas construction, which translates to not in English. The verb savoir means to know, and is conjugated in the first person singular present tense. Je sais. The infinitive. Nager. Means to swim. Je suis impatient. I am impatient. This sentence is a simple sentence using the être verb to be, conjugated in the first person singular present tense, followed by an adjective. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Suis is the first person singular present tense form of the verb être. To be. Impatient is an adjective that describes the subject. The sentence expresses the speaker's feeling of impatience. Je suis impatient. I am impatient. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the first person singular present tense of the verb. Être. To be. Un patient. Is the feminine singular form of the adjective. Un patient. Meaning, impatient. The sentence is in the present tense, and describes a state of being. J'ai hâte. I am looking forward to it. J'ai is the contraction of j'ai, meaning, I have. Hâte is a noun meaning eagerness or anticipation. The phrase uses the verb avoir. To have, in a construction that expresses a feeling or state of being. In this case, it expresses the speaker's anticipation. Réparer ceci. Fix this. Réparer is the imperative form of the verb. Réparer. Which means, to repair, and it's conjugated in the vous form, which means, you, formal slash plural. Ceci means, this. Je ne peux pas marcher. I cannot walk. This sentence uses the negative construction in French, which is formed by using the negative adverb ne, followed by the verb pouvoir. To be able to, in the negated form ne peut pas, and then followed by the infinitive of the verb marcher, to walk.